This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Today we'll visit with Aaron Williams of CHS. CHS recently completed their Harvest for Hunger campaign that took place for 20 days during the month of March. Aaron says the campaign was a huge success and they exceeded their goal. Aaron, you're just wrapping up your Harvest for Hunger campaign, and we've talked about this before, but let's start out again by having you tell us what that campaign is and really what you're striving to do.
Yes, thanks, Katie. We have just completed our fourth annual Harvest for Hunger campaign. It's a 20-day campaign put on by Harvest for Hunger to benefit local food pantries.
And this took place throughout the month of March, and you had several things going on for the event. And I know, you had events going on for the campaign. So share with us what events you guys hosted and how the turnout was for those.
Yes, had a couple events to benefit the Harvest for Hunger campaign. First of all, we had a dueling pianos concert, and it was a blast. We had a great turnout. We had great silent auction items. It was a lot of fun. Secondly, we had a cornhole tournament, and that's our second annual cornhole tournament. We held it this year at the Dewdrop in Dow. And again, lots of fun. Got Jersey County Cornhole Association involved, so it was the real deal, and it was a great turnout.
Both of those events you mentioned, we talked about them before, but they sounded like they would be a lot of fun for the attendees. And you actually had something new this year for the campaign. You started working with some local FFA chapters. So tell us about that.
Yes, this was our first annual CHS Harvest for Hunger Section 15 Challenge. We do a lot of work. I am in close relationship with a lot of our local FFA students and their leaders. And these are just phenomenal students, top-notch, the future of agriculture students, really, really impressive group of kids. And so because of that, I contacted all of the chapters within Section 15 and said, hey, let's combine forces here to really make an impact for our rural community food pantries. And they said, yes, we're in, with no hesitation. Collectively, Section 15 students raised over $2,800 and 2,000 pounds of food for local food pantries.
Well, what an astounding number and an astounding amount of food. What types of activities did the chapters do to help raise that money and the food? I assume food drives probably, but anything else that happened?
They could raise non-perishable foods or funds. And most chapters did both. Some chose to do one or the other. Some chapters held cookouts. Some held food drives. Some partnered with local businesses for sponsorships. They really got creative.
Well, definitely a really great cause and a great amount of food and money raised for them. Now let's talk about the grand total. I know you were really excited. You said you have met your goal this year or maybe even exceeded it. So share with us how everything turned out.
This year, our local goal for the CHS business unit was $12,000, and I am ecstatic to report that we have exceeded that goal. Because of local giving, because of our giving customers, because of giving businesses in this area, our local communities have really rallied together this year, and we have raised over $13,000 this year for local food pantries.
Well, how exciting, and I'm sure everyone in the area is excited as well to hear that success story from you guys. Now, you had talked with me a little before we started the interview, and you said you are going to be rewarded for that from CHS. So talk with us a little about that reward.
So CHS offers bonus dollars if a local cooperative meets their goal. And because we exceeded our local goal of $12,000, CHS is awarding us bonus dollars. So we will be giving, CHS will be giving $10,000 in addition to our locally raised $13,000. To the Illinois Central Food Bank. And the Illinois Central Food Bank assists all of the food banks in Central Illinois.
Well, what a great amount of money to be raised for these local food pantries, and I am sure the rural communities really appreciate that. So how great to have not only local money, but then more money on top of that from CHS. And I know you said this Harvest for Hunger campaign is an annual event, so any plans for next year, or maybe just starting to get the ball rolling?
Of course, yeah, already thinking ahead. We're already making plans for our 2017 campaign, so we just hope to continue to raise the bar every year.
Marketing and communication specialist for CHS, Aaron Williams. In other news, the USDA plans to invest up to $103 million in post-disaster recovery and the rehabilitation of aging dams in 19 states. The funding will improve critical infrastructure in those 19 states and is aimed at improving public safety. The USDA announced the funding on Thursday from the Emergency Watershed Protection Program. USDA's Natural Resources Conservation Service will invest the funding in Emergency Watershed Protection Program assistance to aid recovery projects addressing damage caused by floods, hurricanes, wildfires, and other natural disasters. Since 2009, the USDA has invested more than $647 million to help local governments restore watersheds. Approximately $59 million will be used in recovery projects in some of the hardest-hit areas in Texas, Mississippi, and Utah, and about $34 million will assist projects in several states, such as Alabama, Alaska, Arkansas, Colorado, Florida, Indiana, Kansas, Kentucky, Minnesota, Missouri, Ohio, South Carolina, South Dakota, Tennessee, Washington, and Wyoming. And that's all for your WSMI Farm Show. I'm Katie Bowles.